one of the keys in the running game for Phoenix College. Gets 9 yards and gets it up to the Phoenix College 35-yard line. Make it third down, about 5 yards to go for the Rebels. Third and five for Dixie. For Phoenix, a long five. And Dixie trying to stop Phoenix College on their first series of downs. The quarterback is Mike White. Handoff goes to Amoy. Amoy trying to turn outside. Amoy has the first down across the 40, has the 45, near the 50, across the 50 into Dixie territory. Amoy leading the blockers, getting a key block from number 84, tight end Tim McGinnis. And Amoy gets it first down and 10. First and 10 at the Dixie College 48-yard line. As Coach Ken Stice mentioned, winning ugly has been the tradition for the Bears this year. Somewhat like the White Sox. Wide to the left, very wide to the left, goes Ricky Bowman. And an old double wing in motion. Amoy, hand off to the first man through, and he gets about a half yard, and that's it. That's number 32, John Kroll, on the run for Dixie. Half yard, make a second down, a short 10 yards coming up at the Dixie 48-yard line. Dixie, double tough on defense, allowing just 39 yards a game on the average this year. But as Coach Greg Kroshaw said, that's a little deceptive because nobody in the ICAC except Dixie runs the football consistently. Amoy in motion again, fakes the handoff. Quarterback White steps up, throws through the hands of his intended receiver, Ricky Bowman. Bowman, number 86 is the man. That's Lombardo. Lombardo, the intended receiver. Incompleted pass by White. As Lombardo came across the middle, make it third down. And 10 yards to go at the Dixie 48-yard line. So the pass over the middle was open, but the pass thrown too big. Wide to the left goes Bowman. Double slot, almost a wide double wing situation, and in motion comes the receiver. Back to pass, White has some time. Throwing over the middle, incomplete. Make it fourth down coming up. So Mike White, the freshman quarterback, 6'1", 170-pounder, misses and makes it fourth down and 10 yards to go. So two incompleted passes on the first two passing attempts by Phoenix College. And Dixie will be back to receive. Back deep to receive will be Mike Bush on the far side, John Smiley in the middle. And on the near side, let's double check again. Looks like Rob Watkins, three men back. And the punting situation. Flag on the play. And a low driving kick coming down to Smiley at the 13-yard line. Cuts to the outside, gets to the 14 barely. There are flags at the line of scrimmage. Is it Dixie? Procedure call, apparently, against Phoenix College. Does Dixie want the football, or do they want to try it again? Backfield of motion. The mention of it goes to Mark Milbrandt. Milbrandt expected to be the quarterback, but Mike White starting at quarterback. Dixie will take the 5-yard penalty. Make it fourth down, 15 yards to go, and put it back at the Phoenix 47-yard line. Fourth down, 15 yards to go. Punting situation again. Let's set it up again. Mike Bush on the far side. In the middle is John Smiley. On the near side is Rob Watkins. This is game number 3 of our trip to Phoenix. This has been a wild and productive trip for Dixie College Athletics. Dixie with 2 basketball victories so far. Now tonight, the Valley of the Sun Bowl game. And tomorrow night, Dixie will play Ricks College for the championship of the Valley of the Sun Basketball Tournament. The Invitational. Once again, the punting situation. Phoenix College to put the toe to it. And this time a better punt, driving Smiley back to his own 10-yard line. Smiley looking for more yardage. Will not get any. Yet rolled under the 13-yard line in no better position than he had before. In fact, maybe even a little worse. First down and 10 for Dixie. And they'll mark it right about the 14-yard line. First down and 10 at the Dixie 14. Just underway. 12:24 left in the first quarter of play. One of the stories tonight might be Marcus Brown. Phoenix College has been tough on the run, but Marcus Brown has been double tough running this year. It's just 144 yards. I say that just like it's easy to pick up, but 144 yards short of 1,000 yards. 856 yards in 10 games this year. Quarterback Todd Reeves. Running backs, Jordan Christensen and Marcus Brown. In motion, the tight end, that's Greg Sharp. Handoff goes to Marcus Brown into the middle of that line. Gets maybe a yard. Brown stood up and stopped by number 70. That's John Mayer on the tackle. Half-yard gain, no gain. Let's see where they mark it. Make it less than about a foot gain. Definitely less than a yard. Second down and a long 10 yards to go at the Dixie 14-yard line. Inches gained, and that's it. Phoenix College bringing a lot of people up. Wide receivers on each side. The man to watch, Joey Boxley, on the right side. Long count. Back to pass. Reeves swings the pass to Marcus Brown. Brown has some running room. Gets across the 20 down near the 22-yard line. Where do they mark it? 21 or 22? Mark it at the 21. So the swing pass goes to Marcus Brown out of that backfield. Make it third down. Put it at the 21-yard line. Third down, about 3 yards to go after that gain of 7. 3.5 yards, almost 4. Between the 20 and the 21-yard line. Wide left, Ron Wade looks taller in number 11 as opposed to number 1 for some reason. Joey Boxley wide to the right. Long count by Todd Reeves to set position. Reeves, quick down-and-out pattern, goes to Joe Boxley. Boxley gets away, has the first down, but that's about it. Trapped as he gets across first down territory on the short pass. By number 24 on the tackle, that's Clay Brown. Brown, as far as we know, no relation to the former BYU tight end. Put it at the 26-yard line. A gain of about 5 yards on the play. On Reeves to Joey Boxley. Boxley with over 1,000 yards this year. In fact, over 1,200 yards. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 26-yard line. And Dixie using a little ball control right now. 10:41, less than the first quarter. No score. Anticipating the snap. Reeves under pressure, throws over the middle, incomplete. Reeves decked as he let fly, intended for Pove. There on the pressure is number 90, Kevin Schmidt, the linebacker. A lot of red dogging, as expected. Incompleted pass. Second down, 10 yards to go. Put it at the Dixie 26. The pass, intended for Pove, was rushed by Reeves because he had a lot of blue shirts staring him. Number to number, right in front. Shift to the I formation. Marcus Brown is the tailback. Second down. 10 yards to go at the Dixie 26. Pitch to the outside goes to Brown. Looking for some running room. Brown has a little. Gets 5-6 yards on the play. Across the 31. Down near the 32-yard line. Rolled down there by number 69, Brett Heath, along with Mayer. So the gain by Marcus Brown puts it near the 32-yard line. Make it third down. About 4 yards to go for Dixie. Third and 4 for the Dixie Rebels. The first matchup was at this stadium. Involved Arizona Western from Yuma and Ricks College from the ICAC, and Ricks was the winner. Last year it was at Glendale Community College, and Snow defeated Glendale quite handily. Third down, 4 yards to go. Dixie trying to get another first down. Reeves left fly with a football, and they call that an incompleted pass. Tough call. It looked like Reeves was almost bringing the football back. Phoenix College set all the horses. Trying to overcome that Dixie offensive line. Incompleted pass. The official signaled immediately. Make it fourth down. 4 yards to go. And Reeves trying to hustle that pass, hurry that pass. Punting situation. And Dixie to do the punting. Dave Esplin out there along with Hagedorn. But Hagedorn, the man who will do the duty this time. I thought I saw number 9 out there. We'll double check. Nope, that's 99. Only a double 9 situation. Bob Hagedorn to do the booting. The number 1 punter in the country this year. 9:43 left in the first quarter. Hagedorn puts a toe to it and kicks it away from the intended receiver, Clay Brown. It gets a Phoenix bounce and goes out of bounds at about the 39-yard line. So not the greatest of Bob Hagedorn's punt. Put it at first down and 10 at the Phoenix 29-yard line. And Dixie, trying to get something going here in the first quarter of play, has to give up the football again to Phoenix College. Dixie is coming off a loss while Phoenix College is coming off a win. An overtime win against Glendale College. Ironic. Last year, Phoenix and Glendale played off for the right to host the Valley of the Sun Bowl game, and Last year, Glendale won it. Ricky Bowman, wide receiver to the right. This time, straight down and out pattern. Pass intended for Bowman drop. There on the coverage is Mike Bush. But it was a short pass. White throwing the pass incomplete. White has attempted three passes, been incomplete on all of them. Second down at 10 at the Phoenix 29-yard line. As Coach Ken Stike said, may not be pretty, but he would prefer to win ugly than lose with beauty and grace. Any coach will tell you that. 9:33 left in the first quarter. No score. Phoenix and Dixie. Phoenix with their second possession. Having plenty of time as Mark White suddenly coming through is Gary Justice. Justice on the tackle. Justice finally fought through that offensive line blocking and sacked White. Loss on the play back to the 35 from the 39-yard line. Loss of four, make it third and 14 for Phoenix College. At their own 35, so neither team allowing the other team much on offense. This may be the all-time defensive struggle. We'll wait and see. Double wing. The wing on the left, very wide, in motion. Amoy. Amoy trying to turn upfield. Amoy almost had the head torn off as Jack Reeve got through there. Finishing the job was George Smith on the tackle. A gain of a couple of yards. Or no gain at all. No, they ruled that Amoy was stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Put it back at the 34. Amoy never got out of his own backfield. Fourth down, 15 yards to go. And Dixie, with that pass run, or that running defense, rushing defense, doing the job right now. Once again, a punting situation for Phoenix College. Plenty of time to get the boot away. Not a bad punt. Coming down, picked off on the bounce by John Smiley. Stumbles with the football, picks it up at the 20-yard line, gets up to the 22, up to the 25-yard line. Rolled back at that point by a cast of thousands, led by number 85, Jeff Hungerford. Hungerford on the tackle. 8:07 left in the first quarter of play. Dixie takes over after that punt. On a first and 10 situation from the Dixie 26. So Dixie making a little headway. First and 10. This time they're starting a little farther upfield at their own 26-yard line, about where they had to give up the football last time. Slant the running backs? No. Now they go side by side. Jordan Christensen and Marcus Brown in that backfield. Shift to the I formation. Brown going to that tailback. Wide receivers on each side, and the quarterback is Reeves. Pitch goes to Marcus Brown. Trying to turn outside. Brown gets to the 26. Maybe. Got to the 25 and may have gotten back to the 26. Spun around trying to get away, and Phoenix College was right there, led by David Donahue, among others. Also in there on the tackle was Kevin Schmidt. So the run, no gain, almost a loss on the play. Make it second down, 10 yards to go. Put it at the Dixie 26-yard line. A good, good contingent, large contingent of Dixie fans and a larger contingent of Phoenix College fans. Good attendance, although it is not packed here at Phoenix College. This is an older stadium, but a nice stadium. It's been well kept over the years. Todd Reeves under pressure. Fakes once, fakes twice, is on the run now. Reeves scrambling, throws complete to Craig Povey. Almost for the first down. Reeves on the run, completes the pass to Povey. Make it third down about a yard to go. Phoenix College putting plenty of pressure on Todd Reeves, and Reeves unloading it at the last possible second. Third and one, and put it at the Dixie 35-yard line. So Dixie making a little headway now. Wide to the left comes Watkins. To the right, Joey Boxley has received one pass tonight. Boxley, the leading pass receiver in the nation, has a lot of major schools interested in him. Todd Reeves back to pass, has some time, almost complete. Thrown behind Joey Boxley. Boxley couldn't come up with it. Clay Brown there on the coverage. Incomplete pass. As Reeves getting some rush, getting some pressure. Fourth and one at the Dixie 35. 6:50 left in the first quarter of play. No score, and the defenses are battling tough. Phoenix College, though, as they trade punts, keeps moving farther back upfield, and Dixie making headway towards that 50-yard line. Hagedorn to do the booting. Bob Hagedorn on the year. averaging 45, just under 45 yards per punt. Did not get that. Had more of a 27-yard punt. Wide receivers on each side suddenly. It's a funny shift of formation. Hagedorn, Phoenix didn't go for it, and Hagedorn gets away a high boot. Coming down near the 19-yard line, Brown escapes one potential tackler up the sideline. Brown has some running room. Brown looking for help. Brown tackled by Hagedorn. At the 43-yard line, 44-yard line, Brown cut to the near side and had some running room, and the punter, Hagedorn, put his nose right into the middle of it and got the tackle. First down and 10. Correction, put it at the 49, not the 44. First and 10. We're to the Dixie side, the south side of that 50-yard line. Dixie across the way from us, and Phoenix right in front of us. First down and 10 at the Phoenix 49-yard line. So just as I mentioned, that as you trade punts, Phoenix going deeper in their own territory. This time they don't fumble on the play, on the handoff. Mark White goes for it. Does Dixie get it? The question is, does Dixie get it? Yes. White tried to get the handoff, and suddenly the football squirted 10 yards back upfield. White running for it, and Gary Justice coming up with a fumble recovery. 6:28 left in the first quarter of play, and the fumble on the attempted handoff recovered by Justice, and Dixie takes over. First down and 10. And put it at the Phoenix 32-yard line. Dixie, deep in Phoenix territory, and just about within field goal range, if nothing else. First down and 10. Todd Reeves with the two running backs, Christensen and Marcus Brown behind him. Reeves, quick down and out pattern, overthrows Joey Boxley. Boxley went in, and Reeves threw it as if Boxley was going down and out. Boxley cut back to the inside. Covered out there by Brown. Incompleted pass. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Phoenix College 32-yard line. Reeves has completed three passes. Missed on four. Three for seven. Under that 55% completion ratio. Second down, 10 yards to go for the Rebels. The third bowl game in the history of Dixie College, and the first real invitation to a top-notch bowl. Marcus Brown gets the sweep to the outside. Brown gets some running room and gets about 4 yards on the play before he's run down by Clay Brown, also number 45 in the tackle, Billy Ray. Ray is sophomore defensive back. Put it down near the 28-yard line of Phoenix College. As Brown on the carry. We're looking for Brown to see if he can come up with a 144 yards tonight. That might not be easy against Phoenix. Phoenix primed for this one as a defensive team. Way to the left, Boxley to the right. High formation again. Christensen in front of Marcus Brown. Back to pass. Todd Reeves has some time. Wants to swing the pass. Does so to Marcus Brown. Brown trying to get to the first down. Gets away. The pass is... The play is blown dead, though, before Brown squirted away. Brown had the first down, but the play was blown dead early. And the Phoenix officials not used to the fact that Brown is never down until he's down. Really down. Put it down near the 23-yard line. Fourth and one for Dixie. At the Phoenix 23, do you look for the field goal? Or do you look for the attempt for the fourth down? Dixie will go after it. Phoenix College has got this back up front. Right to the right is Boxley. Shift to the I formation. Christensen has not handled the football yet. Dixie needs the first down. Handoff goes to Marcus Brown. Brown has it. Still on his feet at the 20. It's down at the 20. Marcus Brown, 5'5" of runner. And the leading rusher in the ICAC this year. Had a 250-yard gain against Snow College. Twice named the Conference Player of the Week offensively with outstanding gains against Snow College. First and 10. Put it at the Phoenix 20-yard line. So a break for Dixie. Dixie's able to create a break that time, getting the first down on a fourth and one situation deep in Phoenix territory. Plant the running backs behind Todd Reeves. Reeves back to pass. The rush is there. Reeves throwing to the end zone. There's Greg Sharp. Is it a pass interception? No, incompleted pass. Sharp being contested by Joe Yonner. Sharp and Yonner contesting that football. Sharp tried to take it away from Yonner and vice versa, and it fell incomplete instead. Break for Dixie. It was almost an interception. And give a Phoenix football back. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Phoenix 20-yard line. Boxley to the right. Wade to the left. Tight end Craig Povey goes to a slot man right. And Christensen and Marcus Brown going all the way at running back right now. And off goes to Marcus Brown. Cuts to the outside. Marcus Brown still cutting to the outside on his feet, trying to get away. Cannot. The officials say they rule a loss on a player back to the 20-yard line. Marcus Brown, as number 60, got right with it. Ulysses Harper, a 5'11", 205-pound linebacker, and they rule a loss of a yard on the play. Make it third down and 11 yards and put it back at the Phoenix 21-yard line. Marcus Brown tried to turn outside, and Phoenix, well aware of Marcus Brown, sacking the defense to try to stop the run. Dixie, a running team, but believe it or not, it picks up more yardage per game in the pass than they have in the rush, although they were the leading rushing team in the ICAC. Todd Reeves, pass, deflected down. The man with the big right paw is number 78, Jeff Norton. Horton, the man. It says Norton in the program, but it is Jeff Horton, a 6'4", 280-pound defensive lineman with a pass deflection. Incomplete. Reeves throwing the pass in center for Boxley and had the big right paw in the way. Fourth down, 11 yards to go at the Phoenix 21. First attempt at the field goal. To do the holding, Joel Mackey. To do the kicking, Russ Moody. Put it at the just inside the 28-yard line. 38-yard attempt. Moody puts it up. Is it good? Yes, it is. Dixie takes a 3-0 lead with 3:23 left in the first quarter. Back in 60 seconds.
Attention businessmen in southern Utah. Are you worried about who to call for that load of material you need hauled in from Los Angeles? See Randall Distributing for your general trucking needs anywhere in the western states. Ask Charlie Randall about the good money-saving deals he can give you on tires, cement, chain link fencing, and antifreeze. Discover Randall Distributing at the Big Quonset Building, 761 Red Rock Road. Remember, if Charlie can't get it or truck it, you don't need it. Randall Distributing in the industrial park.
Skaggs Drug Center brings you the best in sports, and they also bring you the best in Christmas values as found in this week's local Spectrum insert. Toys galore throughout the store at Skaggs are sure to please boys and girls of all ages. For instance, a stomper set with its 4x4 vehicle at $12.88 is a sure bet. A Parker Nerf football for $2.99. A Tonka Mighty Dump at $11.88. Or games including Battleship, Monopoly, Scrabble, Boggle, and many others, as well as dolls galore. Make Skaggs a safe place to shop for everyone on your Christmas list.
Running back Greg Roberts came up with the football, started upfield, took it at the 10, a bouncing kick by Bruce Kane, and brought it up to the 15. And it's first and 10, put it at the Phoenix College 15-yard line. Dixie with a 3-0 lead on the strength of a 38-yard field goal by Russ Moody. Moody, the leading scorer in the conference this year, now has 84 points on the year. And you're listening to the Valley of the Sun football bowl game live from Phoenix College on KDXU, St. George, Utah. Oh, it's fun. We have one more basketball game tomorrow night, 8:45 broadcast time. Dixie and Rick in motion to Moy. Handoff goes to Cole. Cole, big hole. Tripped up at the last minute. Close to a first down. He has the first down. Dixie got a shoelace at about the 20-yard line, and Cole gets 11, almost 12 yards. Put it near the 27-yard line. So Cole, right up the middle, gets the run. First down and 10. Mark it at the 27. No, closer, well, right between the 26 and the 27-yard line. Phoenix. Double wing situation, and then in motion comes Amoy now. Handoff goes to Amoy, turning upfield. Amoy has some big running room, runs into his own blocker. Ran right up the back of number 89, Chris Troilo. Troilo, that's the way he pronounced it. T-R-O-I-L-O. Troilo is the blocker. Amoy ran right up his back. Make it second down, 2 yards to go, and put it at the Phoenix 35-yard line. Dixie with a 3-0 lead, but Phoenix trying to make a little hay right now and get that score back. White, the quarterback, hands off to Kroll. Kroll stopped at the line of scrimmage. They're on the tackle, getting out the bottom of the tackle. Let's check. Looks like George Smith is one. Number 59, Mark Thompson in there also. No gain at all. Make it third down, 2 yards to go. A short two, albeit, at the Phoenix 35. Had to get to about the 36-and-a-half-yard line to get that first down. No gain at all. Sudden shift again, and Phoenix puts Amoy in motion. Handoff goes to Amoy. Amoy trying to turn outside. Amoy will be close to first down. Falls forward, gets it. Tackled by Mike Bush. Followed up there by number 35, Fred Olage. An injured linebacker who's coming back, seeing his first action in about 4 weeks, and that's enough for the first down. Put it at the 37-yard line of Phoenix. So Amoy on the rush. First down and 10 at the Phoenix 37. A minute 45 left in the first quarter, and Dixie leading by a score of 3-0. Dixie has been traditionally a slow starting team. Except against virtually every team this year. Dixie with an 8-2 record. The only team to beat Dixie was Ricks College. Beat them twice. Pass intended for number 88, Ricky Bowman. Bowman hit immediately by number 6, Dennis Carpenter, but couldn't hang on to the football anyway. White threw a bullet at Bowman. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Phoenix 37-yard line. Clock stops with a minute 26 left in the first quarter of this football game. Sean Smalley, guard, comes into the lineup. Wide to the left goes Ricky Bowman. Double slot position with that wing back situation. Kroll, handoff, gets nowhere. Gain of maybe a half yard. Roll back, and coming up with a football is number 33, Finney Unga. Unga making his first start on defense, making his first attempt at the defense this year. Gain of maybe a yard on the play. Third down, 9 yards to go at the Phoenix 38-yard line. Third and 9. Finney Unga, who is the second leading rusher in average yardage per game this year in the conference. But Unga only played in 8 games as a running back. Back to pass. White. White throwing deep down that right side. Two Dixie defenders run together, but there is an incomplete pass anyway. Out there on the coverage is Carpenter, along with number 21, Leon Austin. They cleaned each other out, but the pass overshot the intended receiver anyway. Incomplete pass, make it fourth down, 9 yards to go, and Dixie clutching to that 3-0 lead early in the first quarter of this Valley of the Sun football bowl game. Bush on the far side, Smiley in the middle, and Watkins on the near side to do the receiving. The kick, Milbrandt looks to be the man. Long kick coming back to John Smiley, and he's on 12-yard line. Smiley with some running room, up the middle. Smiley at the 30, at the 40, at the 45, tries to hurdle Vermoy and can't get over it. Down near the 46-yard line, John Smiley on that punt return. Beautiful punt by Milbrandt. 35-yard return for John Smiley. As Smiley doing quite a job. First down and 10 at the Dixie 46. Dixie excellent field position. Smiley got Dixie out of a big hole from Milbrandt's punt. Let's double check. I'm not sure if that is Milbrandt after all. Reeves has some time. Throws the pass complete to Greg Sharp. First down at the 34-yard line. Not believing it is number 25, Joe Yonner. Yonner was screened out on the play. He was behind Sharp, and I could see it from up here. The official on this side could see it. The pass was directly into Sharp's hands. And Sharp sliding into second base picked it up. First down and 10 for Dixie. Put it deep into Phoenix College territory at the 34-yard line. After that completion to Greg Sharp. Sharp, one of the top receivers early in the year, as Boxley developed more. Dixie not having to need to worry about him. Handoff goes to Jordan Christensen, and Christensen inside the 30, down near the 26-yard line as the gun sounds. End of first quarter, 3-0 Dixie, back for the second quarter in a minute.
The Bloomington Realty Company is as much a part of Bloomington as the sunshine and leisure, because nobody knows more about Southern Utah real estate in Bloomington than they do. If you're interested in building a custom home, they'll help you select the plans and introduce you to a reliable builder. If you're ready to move to Bloomington immediately, they'll find a market home or a perfect town home. In addition to the general realty services they provide, they're specialists in all other phases of real estate, like resale lots and acreage, resale homes and townhomes and commercial property. Just name your real estate needs, and Bloomington Realty Company will find them quickly, efficiently, professionally. Because nobody knows Bloomington better than Bloomington Realty. Call them today at 673-6184. 673-6184. The Bloomington Realty Company. As much a part of Bloomington as the sunshine.
Put doubt in your tires. Feel safe and be safe with new tires from Montgomery Ward's in St. George. Right now, you'll save on tires, just in time for that fall and winter driving ahead. And don't forget, Montgomery Ward's has a full-service deck for better upkeep of your car. Montgomery Ward's on South Bluff in St. George.
Get
Matua Oto loses yardage on the first down, on the second down play, as it was second and three. Handoff goes right back as a third down and four situation. Matua Oto on the run. Put it back at the 25-yard line of Phoenix College in Dixie. And a good situation at this point. Put it at the Phoenix 25, fourth down. And about a yard to go. Fourth down and a yard to go. Wide receiver to the right is Joe Boxley. Eye formation on the running back. Quarterback Reeves. Handoff goes up the middle, and Marcus Brown looks like he has enough for the first down. Marcus Brown has the first down on the fourth down play again. Twice, Marcus Brown. We're having some telephone difficulties here, and that's why we've had some problems. The phone company in Phoenix has miswired this telephone a little bit, and a newspaper has another phone next to us. When they need to feed their story, it kind of wipes us out, and that's the situation. If we have some dropouts periodically, that's the situation. We're working, trying to get in touch with the phone company now to see if we can get this straightened out, but it's been a problem with the phone installation here. It's given us some problems. Jordan Christensen, inside the 20. Maybe. At least to the 20. From the 23-yard line. It looks like it's enough for second down and a long 7 yards to go at the Phoenix 20-yard line. From a first and 10 situation, Christensen takes it deeper into Phoenix territory. Second down. Seven, almost 8 yards to go. A long seven for Dixie. Deep in Phoenix territory. Dixie leading by a score of 3-0. We're early in the second quarter of play. Back to pass. Reeves. Quick pass goes to Pove. Pove gets inside the 15, down near the 13-yard line. Close to a first down. After the swing pass to the tight end, Dixie has not gone to Joey Boxley that much. Put it near just inside the 14-yard line. Make it third down. About a yard to go. Less than a yard to go. And Dixie with the football. Sharp went out. Came right back in as Pove and Sharp switching at the tight end position. Pove has been moved into a more active role at the tight end. Kenny Monk still there, available at the tight end position, but Pove expected to be the starting tight end next year. But the running back behind quarterback Reeves. Handoff goes to Jordan Christensen. Christensen does not get it. Gets close, but does not get it. Ridden back there by number 78, Jeff Horton. Horton put it back at the 14-yard line. A loss of about a half yard, so make it fourth down and a long 1 yard to go now. 1.5, almost 2 yards to go. Dixie, will they try it again? Yes, and Phoenix College trying to rise to the occasion. Dixie, twice Marcus Brown has picked up the first down. Who do you go to now? Phoenix, backing that defense for the run. Handoff goes to Jordan Christensen, and it looks like Christensen is close to that first down. May have it. Todd Reeves ran around behind the officials to take a look at things. On the tackle is number 36, Greg Gaines. Put it down near the 13-yard line. The officials are going to measure, but Todd Reeves feels like it's a first down for Dixie. Otherwise, Phoenix takes the football. Now the silence. And the measurement. Is it first down? Dixie with 11:09 left in the first half. First down and 10 for the Rebels. And put it at the Phoenix 13-yard line. And the Dixie fans enjoying it on the far side. Todd Reeves with Ron Wade coming in as the wide receiver now. With 11:02 left in the first half of action. Dixie with a 3-0 lead by the means of a 38-yard field goal from Les Moody. Back to an I formation. Christensen in front of Marcus Brown. Todd Reeves down and out pattern to Wade. Wade is there. Does he catch it? No. Goes off of two hands. Had it in one hand, grabbed it with the other, and then dropped it. There on the coverage was number 40, Kevin McKee. Incompleted pass. Second down. 10 yards to go at the Phoenix 13-yard line. 10:42 left in his first half. Second down. 10 yards to go after the incompleted pass. Wide to the right is Joe Boxley. Wide left, also another Dixie receiver, sitting behind a light pole right now. Handoff goes to Marcus Brown, trying to turn outside. Brown will not get to the line of scrimmage. Will be thrown to him for a loss. Great pursuit by Phoenix College. Being led there once again by number 40, Kevin McKee. Also there on the tackle, number 25, Yonner. So Marcus Brown not getting untracked that much yet. Make it third down. A long 10 yards to go. Almost a loss of a half yard on the play. And put it at the Phoenix College 13-yard line. Clock running with 10:11 left in the first half of play. And Dixie with a 3-0 lead in this Valley of the Sun football bowl game. Beautiful night. Just a beautiful night in Phoenix. Cool, but beautiful for football. High formation on the running backs again. Watkins to the left, Boxley to the right. Reeves throws the looping pass to Boxley. Knocked away at the last minute by number 24, Clay Brown. Brown right with Boxley. Incompleted pass, make it fourth down, 10 yards to go, and now we look for Russ Moody again at the Phoenix 13-yard line. Moody has one field goal to his credit already. Dixie with that 3-0 lead, 9:48 left in the first half. Fourth down, 10 yards to go. Moody will shape up at the 20-yard line. Kenny Monk to hold. Moody to do the kicking. Low snap. The kick by Moody is up. Is it good? Oh, it's off to the left. No good. So the field goal attempt is no good with 9:44 left in the first half. Phoenix College takes over at the 20-yard line. The attempt is no good. Moody has one, and that's the way it stays. 3-0. Dixie out in front First down and 10 for Phoenix and put it at their own 20-yard line. And the Dixie defense will be called upon once again. Dixie. It will be interesting now to see if Dixie will be faced with a more of a passing offense by the Phoenix College Bears. Phoenix trying to pick up the first Arizona victory in this Valley of the Sun Bowl game. Twice it's been played before, twice the ICAC has come out the victor. Diving forward is Kroll, upended and finally stopped by Dennis Carpenter. Kroll on the carry, gain of a yard on the play, put it at the 21-yard line. Second down, 9 yards to go for Phoenix, with 9:26 left in the first half. 3-0 Dixie. Dixie trying to pick up their first bowl victory since the Scholarship Bowl game, Scholarship Grid Classic, back in 1964 when Dixie defeated Taft College 27-7. Amoy in motion, handoff to Amoy. Amoy stacked up behind the line of scrimmage, pushed back by Mark Thompson and by George Smith. The whistles blow, a loss back inside the 20-yard line, back to the 18. Amoy going nowhere. Phoenix College is missing some key ball players, specifically one of their top running backs. And Petey Nickerson, who was out with a sprained knee, he was all Arizona Conference. Back to the Phoenix 18-yard line. Third down, 12 yards to go. The Dixie's missing one of their top linebackers. Back to pass, White has some time, throws out there. Is it complete? Yes, it is, but it's short of the first down. Somehow, number 88, Ricky Bowman, caught that football. Mike Bush put quite a hit on him, but it's short of the first down. It's fourth down. Let's double check it. Let's see if they rule it is a first down. It looks like a fourth down situation. Fourth and less than one. Put it just short of the Phoenix 30-yard line. After that pass completion, punting situation. Phoenix just inches short, but deep in their own territory, can't afford it. The kicking done by Milbrandt. The kick comes down into the hands of John Smiley at the 30. Cuts outside at the 35, at the 40, down the sideline. Smiley needs a block, maybe two. Inside Phoenix territory, finally run out of bounds. Inside the 25-yard line, down near the 24. Put it at the 24-yard line. And once again, Smiley gets excellent position. First down and 10. With 7:31 left, big run back by Smiley. From near the Phoenix 34, from near the Dixie 34 to the Phoenix 24, first down and 10 for Dixie. Todd Reeves back to pass, throwing deep over the middle. There's Boxley, drops the football. It was there. It was there, and Boxley couldn't hang on to it. We haven't seen that in a long time. Boxley seldom drops the football when he gets it to that position since he's gotten the contact lenses. That problem's early. It was in the end zone. Incompleted pass. At the Phoenix 24-yard line. Ben Bubach, who's handling the spotting up at this side, not too happy about that situation. Put it at the Phoenix 24-yard line. Dixie, second down, 10 yards to go. Threatening once again with a 3-0 lead. The Rebels lead in this bowl game. Pitch goes to Marcus Brown. Trying to turn outside, now turns upfield. Flag on the play. Brown. Loss on the play of maybe a half yard, and apparently there's going to be a penalty against Dixie. This has been a relatively penalty-free game, and a holding call against Dixie. It'll either be third down and 10 or second down and long yardage for Dixie. Marking from the point of the hold. Dixie starting to back up, feeling like this is going to be the 15-yarder. So Dixie having some things turn around on them. And mark off 10-yard penalty. 10-yard penalty marked off against Dixie. Put it back at the 34-yard line is where they mark it and make it second down and 20 yards to go. Wide left, Watkins. Wide to the right, Boxley. 7-8 game, left. In the first half of play, it is 3-0, Dixie out in front of Phoenix College in the third annual Valley of the Sun Bowl game. Reeves back to pass, has some motion, sets up the screen pass to Marcus Brown. Brown gets by some people. Brown will not get by everybody. Now breaks to the outside. Brown has Green in front of him. Brown to the end zone. Touchdown! Marcus Brown broke it for the touchdown on the screen pass. A pure effort by Marcus Brown. Gives Dixie a 9-0 lead. Marcus Brown, an amazing run after catching that pass, that screen pass. 34-yard touchdown. And the touchdown is there. Dixie with a 9-0 lead. And Moody to try to add the point after. 9-0 Dixie. Out in front. Kenny Monk to do the holding. Moody to do the kicking. The snap. The kick. It's up. Is it good? Yes. 10-0 Dixie. Back in 60 seconds.
You know, it seems some people never sleep. Always going the extra mile, working day and night to make a better and cleaner community in which to live. That's what we mean when we mention the name of Ideal Waste. It's true. At Ideal Waste, they never stop. They work day and night with their professional staff to make Washington County a better place to live. Next time you see the big red, white, and blue trucks, just remember, they're making America and Washington County a better place to live.
Not only are prices being reduced on 83 and 84.
Took it near the 10-yard line. It came up the sideline. They're up to the 37-yard line. First down and 10. Put it at the Phoenix 38-yard line. So from about the 10-yard line. First down and 10, no, 37-yard line. First and 10 for Phoenix College. Dixie suddenly with that 10-0 lead. And once again, Marcus Brown, who has been a key in so many of the Dixie victories, seems to add a little spark, has sparked Dixie to a 10-0 lead. Should have been stopped and was not. Handoff, gain on the play, and there's a fumble, or is there? Kroll on the carry, a scramble for the football, apparently, as Kroll got into that defensive line of Dixie College. Gain of a couple of yards, maybe three. Make it second down. About 7.5 yards to go. After the gain by Kroll. Put it near that 40-yard line. Second and a long seven at the Phoenix 40. Fake the handoff. White being chased. Throws on the run. Has it complete to Amoy coming out of that backfield. Close to a first down. Looks like he has it. Going with a little play action now as White rolling with a rollout pass. Looks to be enough. First down and 10. Or is it? Now that's the next question. They actually began at the 38-yard line, apparently, and it'll be third down and less than a yard to go. Third and less than a yard, and put it at the Phoenix 47-yard line. Hand off, up the middle, Kroll will not get it. There's a fumble on the play. Was it after the whistle? Dixie? Or was there? A Dixie dancing around like there was a fumble, but apparently not. Or if it was, it was after the play, back to the 47-yard line. No gain by Kroll. Fourth and one. And Phoenix College has not been able to get more than 2 yards into Dixie territory on offense. Dixie's defense doing the job right now, and the offense has put 10 points on the board against a sticky, stingy Phoenix defense. Milbrand to do the booting. Back deep to receive, the same three, and it comes down to John Smiley again. No, it will be short. And taken by Phoenix College at about the 20-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Dixie, deep in their own territory after that punt. That's one time they kept it away from John Smiley. Just across the Dixie 20. First down and 10. Dixie breaking the 34-yard touchdown pass on the screen pass to Marcus Brown. And leading 10-0 after the 38-yard field goal by Moody. Wide to the right goes Joe Boxley. To the left goes Ron Way. Spread the running backs behind the quarterback, Todd Reed. Take the handoff? No. The handoff intended for Brown, and Brown is smothered in his own backfield. Brown overrun. Loss inside the 15-yard line. Back to the, where do they mark it? Forward progress at the 15. Loss of 5. Make it second down 15 yards to go. Brown never got started that time as Phoenix College sent all the horses. Marking inside the 15. Almost down to the 14. Inside the 15 from just across the 20. So second and a long 15 coming up for Dixie College. Almost 16 yards. Long count by Todd Reeves. Now into the set position. Reeves, quick down and out pattern, has it to Joe Boxley. Boxley trying to split the defenders, gets up to the 25-yard line, tackled by Clay Brown. So Reeves to Joey Boxley. Boxley, who already has 3 trips lined up for recruiting visits, allowed 5. Being heavily recruited as a receiver. Put it at the 25-yard line in Dixie. Third down and 5. Almost 5.5 yards to go. Wide to the left, Watkins. Wide to the right, Boxley again. Phoenix College taking the Red Dog a little. High formation. Pass. Deflected, picked up by Watkins anyway. Watkins trying to break it, cannot. Gets a couple of yards, and then it's it. The pass was deflected by Phoenix College. The lineman, Bill, completed to Watkins, and Watkins got a couple of yards on it before he was swarmed under. Make it fourth down, about 3 yards to go, and put it at the Dixie 27. Fourth and 3, a punting situation for Dixie with 3:28 left in the first half of play. Bob Hagedorn back to do the punting. Back deep to receive. Let's double check. Looks to be Clay Brown. Hagedorn has a big rush. Gets away. A booming punt. That's more like a Hagedorn punt. Brown takes it at the 18-yard line. There's Dixie. Brown swarmed under. Tackled back at the 19-yard line. But they roll the forward progress, I believe, at the 22. Hagedorn really put the toe to it. Now, there's no sign of a wind blowing at all, but apparently there's a little jet stream. Both Milbrath and Hagedorn have had better success kicking from the north to the south. They mark it at the 22 after the punt, so Phoenix College takes over. First down and 10 at the Phoenix College 22-yard line. Dixie with a 10-0 lead, 2:58 left in the first half of play. Wide receiver to the right. That's number 88, Bowman. Bowman, good receiver, back to pass. Wide, has some time. Throwing, intended out there. Almost intercepted. Diving for the football as Mike Bush, as it was thrown just short of Bowman, stops the clock. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Phoenix 22-yard line. Dixie and Phoenix battling in the third annual Valley of the Sun Bowl. The mascot bear, one of the students dressed as the bear, a tall, slender bear for Phoenix College, cavorting with the cheerleaders in the track. This is a nice stadium, a little on the older side as far as the bleachers go, but it's been well kept up and a nice stadium, good stadium. Back to pass, Mark White throws the screen pass, has it complete to Cole. Cole trying to get some running room. Cole has some running room, not enough for the first down, though. Gets across the 25-yard line and near the 28, tackled out there. Let's double-check the number. Unga on the tackle. Also in there is number 28, Scott Sifonia. Sifonia finishing off the tackle after that screen pass. And White completing very few passes today, but did get that one to the running back, Kroll. Third down, about 4 yards to go for Phoenix College. Wide to the left is Bowman. Another receiver wide left also, but more in that double wing situation and one setback. It's almost like two wide slot backs. Quick down and out pattern. Deflected, stolen by Dennis Carpenter. Up into the air. Carpenter with the interception has some running room. Carpenter inside the 10-yard line. Still on his feet at the 5. Carpenter pushed out of bounds at the 2-yard line. Dennis Carpenter jumped in front of the receiver, deflected it up into the air, and just waited for it to catch. Willie Mays-style basket catch, and it's first and goal at the 2-yard line, and Mark White shaking up a little bit on the play. The pass was online to Ricky Bowman. And they call a clip on Dixie, so bring it back. A clip at the 14-yard line. So they mark it from where? Dixie, instead of having a first and goal at the 2, let's see how they work this. Was it a dead ball clip? If it was, it'll be first and goal from way up here. 15 yards from the point of the clip. Put it back at the 29-yard line. Personal foul, a clip. Now the question is it first and 10 from that point or after? First and 10. And Carpenter, the man, with a minute 54 left in the first half, gives Dixie another life. First and 10. Put it at the Phoenix College 29-yard line. First and 10 at the Phoenix 29 for Dixie. One lone setback, two receivers wide, and two spot backs. Back to pass, Reeves. Over the middle, has it complete to Marcus Brown. Brown inside the 10, breaks away. Brown for the touchdown. Let's see if there are any flags. I don't see it. Sending two spot backs out there, just flooding the defensive secondary, and that will stop the rush by Phoenix College. And Dixie excited. Little dance in the end zone for everyone, and Marcus Brown has the touchdown. Second of the night on the pass. And over the middle, Dixie has struck again, 16 to nothing, with a minute 44 left. And Dixie capitalizing on some mistakes by Phoenix. For the touchdown, the 29-yard touchdown pass from Reeves to Brown. And Marcus Brown, who's done it on the ground, now doing it in the air with the receptions. The kick by Moody looks good. It is 17-0 Dixie. Back in 60 seconds.
Looking for Christmas ideas? Look no further. Just hurry on into Wenzel's Outlet Store, 374 North Industrial Road in St. George. You'll enjoy browsing, and you'll love those factory-to-you prices. You'll have to see Wenzel's selection of down coats at prices you'll find hard to believe. Warm-up suits for every member of the family are priced unbelievably low, too, as are day packs, backpacks, and sleeping bags. At Wenzel's Outlet, they defy you to beat their prices on comparable merchandise. Thurston Construction Company in Washington is the answer to your construction needs. For remodeling, for room additions, or new buildings, it's Thurston Construction Company. No job is too large or too small for Thurston Construction Company, where they give each and every job their personal attention. Call Al Thurston at 628-0030, Steve Thurston at 628-2041, or John Barzu at 673-5131. They have the answers to your construction needs at Thurston Construction Company in Washington, Utah.
A minute 38 left in the first half as the kickoff return by Roberts from the 2-yard line up to the 20-yard line. Makes it first and 10 for Phoenix at their own 20, but Dixie leading by a score of 17 to nothing. Two touchdown passes in this quarter from Todd Reeves to Marcus Brown, making the difference. First and 10 at the Phoenix 20, and the Bears have a long ways to come back. Mike White, the quarterback, the freshman quarterback, leading the way. White having a pass deflected and intercepted by the Dixie defensive secondary, a maligned Dixie defensive secondary. Delay of game, I think, coming up for Phoenix, and so march off 5 yards. Very few penalties in this game. Very few. Make it first down at 15 and put it at the Phoenix 15-yard line. First and 10 from the first and 15 from the Phoenix 15. A minute 38 left in the ball game, or in the first half of this ball game. Dixie with three defensive backs back there. and the rush. Handoff goes to Amoy. Amoy gets 2-3 yards on the play, swarmed under there by Finney Unga. Unga on the tackle. That's one of our strange names that Coach Craig Crozier was talking about that we would see tonight. Dave White also on the tackle. They mark it just a 2-yard gain, so make it second down and 13 yards to go and put it at the Phoenix 13. After the gain by Amoy. Once again, the top running back, T.D. Nickerson, is out for Phoenix College, a team that likes to stay with that running game as much as possible. Handoff goes to Amoy. Amoy has some running room. No, he doesn't. It suddenly disappears. Dennis Carpenter on the tackle. 3-yard gain. Funga also there, and Scott Sifonia put it near the 20-yard line. Timeout called with 51 seconds left. Timeout Dixie. 17-0 Dixie back in 60 seconds.
It's time to get up. It's time to get up. It's time to get up. It's time to hurry, 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 hurry. Get up. You say you don't have time for breakfast. You have to catch a bus, a softball game, a connecting flight to Peoria. Well, Burger King offers a brand new breakfast that's so good, so fast, it does more than just keep up with you. It's a delicious change of pace.
Introducing new muffin breakfast sandwiches at Burger King. Served up golden brown, stuffed with warm, fresh eggs, hot sizzling sausage, and tempting tiny cheese.
And you get it so quick, it's hard to believe something so fast can be so good. It's really unbelievable.
And so are muffins, filled with juicy, tender ham and folded onto a blanket of melted cheese. No matter how you like it, it's easy to sandwich in time for breakfast.
Because they give it to you almost before you've even decided. Yes, that's how quick they are.
And you never have to wait to enjoy tasty platters of golden French toast drenched with thick, rich syrup or hot, fluffy scrambled eggs piled high with crispy hash browns.
Because Burger King scrambles as fast as you, and they're not egging you on about that.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry?
Our new Burger King muffin sandwiches
are available at participating Burger King restaurants.
Aren't you hungry for a new breakfast now?
Phoenix College, third down, 10 situation. 51 seconds left in the first half. Some movement on that right side. Apparently, number 86, the man who jumped early, and that's number 86, Nick Lombardo, offensive tackle on the right side. We may see a penalty coming up. Dixie making the contact along the line of scrimmage. And we'll take the penalty. 5 yards. Procedure call. Make it third down, 15 yards to go, and put it back at the Phoenix 15-yard line. Phoenix has been totally stymied on the offense. Only once, and that was on the first series of downs. It was Phoenix able to get into Dixie territory. Then a 5-yard penalty just before the punt put them back in their own side of the field. Timeout Phoenix, 51 seconds left, 17-0 Dixie, back in 60 seconds.
If Charlie can't get it for you, you don't need it. Charlie Randall of Randall Distributing has tires, chainring, fencing, cement, and a freeze, and about anything else you'd need. Discover how easy it is to deal with Randall Distributing, where you save money and get satisfaction, too. Randall's also serves you with heavy-duty general trucking and will haul any kind of load anywhere in the western states. Visit the big Quonset building and see Charlie for all your trucking needs. And while you're there, stock up on antifreeze. Save money at Randall Distributing, 761 Red Rock Road in the Industrial Park.
Skaggs Drug Center in St. George is your complete drugstore and so much more. See Skaggs' colorful insert in the local paper for a parade of Christmas savings. You're sure to please with Prince Machiavelli's Night Musk at just $6.99. Taboo Spray for the woman you love at $5.99. Musk Oil Aftershave or Cologne for the man in your life at $6.99. Or a Jean Nate gift set for just $5.49. Check the Skaggs paper ad for more complete details. Then shop Skaggs and be safe, not sorry.
Incompleted pass by White as play was resumed on the 3rd and 15 situation. So make it 4th and 15 at the Phoenix 15-yard line. And Dixie, with 44 seconds left in the first half, may have another chance to score. 17-0, Dixie with a healthy lead right now, thanks to 2 touchdown receptions by Marcus Brown. The kick, a little bit shorter, fair catch called for by Rob Watkins. Watkins will take it at about the Phoenix College 48-yard line, between the 48 and the 47. So Dixie into Phoenix College territory again at field position, half the battle tonight. First down and 10. Put it back at the Phoenix 48. The officials now move it back to straight on 48-yard line. 36 seconds left in the first half of play. Wide right is Boxley. Wide left is Ron Wade. slot man left is for the running backs again. Marcus Brown not picking up the yardage on the ground tonight, but picking it up through the air and a couple of touchdowns. Back to pass. Reeves throws the pass. Will it be called intentional grounding or a fumble? We'll wait and see. They call it a fumble, and Phoenix recovers. They call it a fumble by Reeves, and Phoenix with a break with 30 seconds left. So a fumble with 30 seconds left gives Phoenix a life as Mayer recovers for Phoenix College. Suddenly first down and 10, and put it into Dixie territory at the Dixie 47. Todd Reeves being rushed. Took a little too much time in that pocket. 30 seconds left in the first half of play. Dixie leading 17 to nothing. Back to pass. White rolling to the left. White trying to find some room to pass. Pass complete. Down the sidelines is stepping out of bounds is Zolman at the Dixie 30-yard line. Zolman trying to do a toe dance down that sidelines was deflected enough by Carpenter and Smiley. Heard footsteps enough and tried to get it down the sidelines. Could not. Stepped out of bounds. Toe on the sidelines. Stopped the clock, though. Enough for a first down and 10, and put it at the Dixie 30-yard line. Phoenix with 22 seconds left. Enough time to score. A score might give the Bears enough momentum to keep things going in the second half. Dixie right now 17 to nothing, and the Dixie defense has been dominating so far. White back to pass. Pumps once, pumps twice. Throws deep into the end zone. Mike Bush and the receiver doing a little shoving act down there, but no call either way. Incomplete. Intended out there for Bowman. Into the end zone. Bush and Bowman doing a little shoving. Incomplete pass by White. Stops the clock with 14 seconds left. Make it second down and 10 at the Dixie 30-yard line. Dixie with that 17 to nothing lead. Phoenix trying to get a score before the end of the first half. By the way, we hope to be talking with a couple of familiar names, the Dixie College fans, at the half. Back to pass, White, setting up the screen pass. No, has time in the pocket, throws, under throws. Dixie closing in on White, and White tried to drill a pass to Tim McInnes, the tight end, and threw it short. Incompleted pass. White being rushed. Make it third down and 10 yards to go at the Dixie 30-yard line. 9 seconds left in the first half of action. Dixie with that 17 to nothing lead. Third and 10 for Dixie. Mike White waiting for his backs to get set. Now ready. John Cole, the lone setback right behind White, has some time. White will be smothered now, trying to squid away. White on the run. White will be tackled by Gary Justice, short of a first down. That ends the first half of action. Dixie with a 17 to nothing lead. Back in 2 minutes.
Professionals are people who earn their keep by knowing what they're doing. The real difference is that they make 99% fewer mistakes than you will if you try to go it alone. So ordinarily, it's best to pay them a fee. Realtors represent their clients in buying and selling property, and believe me, it's an art and a science. Assure that your next transaction is to your profit and satisfaction. Call on the pros at Bloomington Realty. They thrive on repeats and referrals. Bloomington Realty knows more about Bloomington than anyone, whether it be townhouses, homes, or vacant property. Their offices are conveniently located just off the Bloomington off-ramp. Just think of owning a home in southern Utah's most prestigious community, with golf and tennis within reach anytime. If you're thinking of Bloomington, call one of the knowledgeable representatives at Bloomington Realty. 673-6184. 673-6184.
Sit down in your tires. Feel safe and be safe with new tires from Montgomery Ward's in St. George. Right now, you'll save on tires. Just in time for that fall and winter driving ahead. And don't forget, Montgomery Ward's has a full-service deck for better upkeep of your car. Montgomery Ward's on South Bluff in St. George.
Get together with
you. it seems some people never sleep. Always going the extra mile, working day and night to make a better and cleaner community in which to live. That's what we mean when we mention the name of Ideal Waste. It's true. At Ideal Waste, they never stop. They work day and night with their professional staff to make Washington County a better place to live. Next time you see the big red, white, and blue trucks, just remember, they're making America and Washington County a better place to live.
17-0, Dixie with that healthy lead at the half. That's the best way to put it, as Dixie, with the defense that Dixie has thrown up against Phoenix College tonight, Phoenix has not been able to get to the secondary. In fact, has had one pass intercepted. And that's made part of the problems for Mike White. And White has also been given a lot of problems by the Dixie defense, putting the pressure on White in this ball game. Let's recap the scoring. Dixie had a 3-0 first quarter lead in that game with 3:23 left in the first quarter, as Russ Moody bombed away with a 38-yard field goal. 3-0 Dixie with 3:23 left in the first quarter of play, and that's the way the first quarter ended. In the second quarter, that's when Dixie got what cushion they have, with 6:54 left in the ball game on a second down and 20 situation. Todd Reeves found Marcus Brown over the middle on a screen pass. Brown then turned it into a 34-yard touchdown pass completion. As Brown with second and third efforts got it to 9-0, Moody added the point after to make it 10-0. And then, following a pass interference or interception by Dennis Carpenter with 1:54 left in the first half, the penalty that took it back to the Phoenix College 29-yard line, Dixie went into a double slot situation, two wide receivers and one lone setback. Marcus Brown right over the middle, got the pass and was all alone for the 29-yard touchdown run. Moody with a point after to make it 17-0, Dixie over Phoenix College. Let's take a quick two-minute break. Dixie with the lead, and we'll be back with a very special guest. Back in 2 minutes.
Wow, the prices are really going down at St. George Volkswagen. While others are talking increase, St. George Volkswagen is reducing prices. Now's the time to drive off in a 1983 or 1984 Volkswagen at lower prices than you've ever believed possible. Right now, there's 283 Rabbit Wolfberg limited editions to choose from. The suggested retail price is $8,647. But St. George Volkswagen's football price is just $7,883. They're selling low and trading high at St. George VW.
Wenzel's Outlet Store at 374 North Industrial Road in St. George brings you direct factory-to-you prices. Terry defines you to beat their prices on over 1,000 sleeping bags with prices starting at just $9.99. And you can't beat his price on 10-gallon coolers either. Regular $70 values, now just $29.99. Just in time for those holiday parties and holiday visitors. If you haven't been in Wenzel's Outlet Store, you don't know what you're missing. And if you have been in, you know his prices are the very best.
Burger King presents the Have It Your Way breakfast.
Whose way?
My way.
My way? No way.
Fried muffins filled with one of these and peanut butter varieties like eggs or ham.
Or bacon lamb. Or sausage topped with cheese.
Mmm. Burger King, you're contemplating. Burger King has breakfast waiting. Get your mix.
And you'll fix it? What if I say?
Have it your way.
Try our tempting French toast platter.
I think today I'd really rather scrambled eggs with hash browns on the side.
Sure thing.
Can we get some bacon on it?
Get it any way you want it.
That's the way it's done at Burger King. You come first no matter what.
No matter what I want you got.
It's all okay.
It's as we say.
Breakfast just your way.
Aren't you hungry? Aren't you hungry?
For the Have It Your Way breakfast.
At Burger King now.
That away, Burger King.
At participating restaurants.
Seventeen to nothing. Dixie with a halftime lead, and Marcus Brown, who has done it so much on the ground this year, suddenly with two touchdown receptions for Marcus on the year. Marcus having a super sophomore year. That's just the only way you can put it. Marcus, who has not been that bad a receiver all year. Brown averaging 10.4 yards per reception. Has, on the year scoring-wise, Marcus now has 13 touchdowns and a total of 82 points. Now we have a very special guest, Coach Croshaw. Coach Max Croshaw, who happens to be the coach of Coach Greg Croshaw. Come on over, Max. We'll get you seated over here. All the way down from Seattle, right?
You bet, Larry. Good to be down here, too.
This is exciting to have your son coaching in the bowl game, isn't it?
Oh, boy, really great. You know, the second year down, I'm really proud of him. I think he's done a good job. Of course, I'm a little biased.
Well, I knew that, and you said that last year when we visited. But you also said that you felt like Greg could put together a pretty good program at Texas.
You bet. I think he will. He, like I said, he likes to win, and he's a winner. And I think he knows how to lose, too. He don't lose easy, but he's a winner, and I think that's the main thing.
You've had some experience with football. I know a University of Washington fan from the word go, right?
That's right. The Huskies and the Seahawks up there are kind of down on them this week, but we'll bounce back.
Your assessment of this first half of play, from the father's point of view?
Well, I'll tell you, it's quite cool down there, and there's really been some hitting going on. This Phoenix team here is a good ball club. Boy, they were quick off the ball. In fact, that first quarter, I think they kind of really had the best of us getting off that ball, and it took us a while to get going, but there's two good football teams down here tonight, and I just hope that Dixie can keep up the intensity, and I think we'll be all right.
The defense has been tough on both sides.
Oh, boy, I'll say. And he's down there. You can, on that sideline, some of that hitting, I don't know how they handle it.
Your thoughts when you heard that Dixie had the bowl invitation? I'm sure Greg called you fairly fast.
Oh, you bet. We hear from him most of the time right after, as quick as he can get on the phone. We're there waiting to see what's happened. And, yeah, we were pretty proud of it and proud of him. And I know that he set a goal this year that he wanted to win their conference. And that's a tough conference, boy. I think that's as good as four teams up there in that conference as anywhere in the United States. And I think it's really tough to when you got to beat a team twice. I think that's hard to do. Sometimes hard to beat them once. If you look at the Rex Ricks deal, we know that for sure. But, yeah, we were proud of him and proud. But he likes the game, and he likes to work with the young men. And like I've said many times, he'll win. He'll win his share.
From the parents' point of view, do you get more nervous as Greg Croshaw the player or for Greg Croshaw son and coach? Which makes you more nervous?
Well... been quite a while since you played, but I used to get pretty nervous then, too, and I do now. I think, really, I couldn't be a coach, and anybody that can be a coach, I got to hand it to them. And I ask you myself, I say, I don't know how you handle that every week going out there. And he says, Dad, well, there's a few million Chinamen. If you lose a ball game, there's a few million Chinese that don't care whether you win or lose or draw. And he says, you got to kind of look at it. A lot of people don't care if you win. He says, you go out there and do your best. And if it comes up after you've prepared the best way you know how and you win and you've done the best you can. And if you don't, you just go to the next week. But it takes a special guy to handle that pressure, I think.
Your predictions in the second half. I'll let you turn soothsayer. What do you predict?
I didn't get that.
Predictions in the second half. What do you predict for Dixie and Phoenix?
I think that I'd be really surprised if we can hold this Phoenix club without any scoring because I think the quarterback seems to be having a little trouble throwing the ball tonight. But you can see they broke it. They're explosive and they're quick off the ball, and they can run the ball good. And that last throw down there in the end zone, I thought they had a six. I was standing right there. The kid just dropped it. It was a well-thrown ball, and it could have very well been caught for a touchdown. So, no, I think they got their work still cut out for them, but I think we're going to win her.
Your wife, she's with you on this, and does she get excited at the football games?
Oh, boy, she's a great Seahawks fan. We have season tickets up there, and everybody within four or five rows around knows her, and they got it. When something happens, they kind of step back. They don't want to get bruised.
Do you cheer a lot?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty good at it, but I'm a little quieter. I think I'm a coach, I think, and I kind of get a little more upset and kind of sulk a little bit, you know, and what they do this for and what that guy dropped that ball for and stuff like that.
I'm sure you have your daughter-in-law and grandkids with you, too. What's their reaction to this case?
Well, they're, of course, Greg's got his wife and his three kids here. The little guy, 6 months old, he rode in the team bus in a basket in the middle of the aisle. So you can, it's a family thing, and I think a football coach has got to have a special wife. So, and she's great, and she's right with him all the time. And they're a good unit.
Max Croshaw, Seattle, Washington, USA, and father of Coach Greg Croshaw, Dixie College. Thank you for being with us. Good luck the rest of the way.
You bet, Larry, and it's good to see you again. I missed you earlier this year when we were down. We were down to the Price game. Eastern Utah, is it? That night, I didn't think anybody would score any points on Greg's team, and then when he called me and told me the score of that Rick's game, that last one, I thought, well, I don't know what happened to that defense, but they're looking good tonight. So they'll bring her back.
Thank you, Max Croshaw.
Yeah, thank you, Larry.
Let's take a two-minute break and be back with more halftime activity. 17-0, Dixie out in front of Phoenix. Back in 2 minutes.
Thurston Construction Company in Washington is the answer to your construction needs. For remodeling, for room additions, or new buildings, it's Thurston Construction Company. No job is too large or too small for Thurston Construction Company, where they give each and every job their personal attention. Call Al Thurston at 628-0030, Steve Thurston at 628-2041, or John Barzu at 673-5131. They have the answers to your construction needs at Thurston Construction Company in Washington, Utah.
Attention businessmen in southern Utah. Are you worried about who to call for that load of material you need hauled in from Los Angeles? See Randall Distributing for your general trucking needs anywhere in the western states. Ask Charlie Randall about the good money-saving deals he can give you on tires, cement, chain link fencing, and antifreeze. Discover Randall Distributing at the Big Quonset Building, 761 Red Rock Road. Remember, if Charlie can't get it or truck it, you don't need it. Randall Distributing in the industrial park.
The Bloomington Realty Company is as much a part of Bloomington as the sunshine and leisure, because nobody knows more about southern Utah real estate in Bloomington than they do. If you're interested in building a custom home, they'll help you select the plans and introduce you to a reliable builder. If you're ready to move to Bloomington immediately, they'll find a market home or a perfect town home. In addition to the general realty services they provide, they're specialists in all other phases of real estate, like resale lots and acreage, resale homes and townhomes and commercial property. Just name your real estate needs, and Bloomington Realty Company will find them quickly, efficiently, professionally. Because nobody knows Bloomington better than Bloomington Realty. Call them today at 673-6184. 673-6184. The Bloomington Realty Company. As much a part of Bloomington as the sunshine.
Phoenix College Field, where Dixie owns a 17-0 lead at the end of the first half of action. Marcus Brown, the story once again, the top running back in the conference, suddenly catching passes. Marcus, on the year, has two pass receptions anyway for touchdowns, make it four tonight. Marcus needs 144 yards to go over 1,000 yards on the year, but has not been able to come up with that yet. Let's take another quick 60-second break. 17-0. Dixie out in front. We'll be back in 60 seconds with play-by-play action of the second half.
Skaggs brings you Dixie Sports at its best. They also bring you a parade of Christmas savings at its best. Watch for the supplement of Skaggs Drug Center's Christmas Savings Values. It's loaded with them. Christmas cards, box of 20 cards with envelopes, just $2.99 a box. A box of 25 indoor-outdoor Christmas lights, each bulb burns independently, $4.99. And jumbo gift bows, just 88 cents a pack. These are just a few values found at Skaggs Drug Center this week. Check them for store-wide Christmas buys.
Put doubt in your tires. Feel safe and be safe with new tires from Montgomery Ward's in St. George. Right now, you'll save on tires, just in time for that fall and winter driving ahead. And don't forget, Montgomery Ward's has a full-service deck for better upkeep of your car. Montgomery Ward's on South Bluff in St. George.
Back at the Phoenix College Field, Dixie with a 17-0 first half lead, and it's been a good one for the Dixie fans. The Phoenix fans are a little frustrated right now as Mike White has been pressured quite a bit by the Dixie defense. Gary Justice, injured or not, has been putting plenty of pressure on, and the new linebacker, Finney Unga, converted running back, has been able to come up with some good tackles also. So the defense has been able to rise to the occasion, and the defensive secondary setting up touchdown number two on the night is little Dennis Carpenter from Ogden, Utah, able to come up with that deflected pass, popped it up into the air, took it down to the two-yard line, but there had been a clip back at the 14, back it off to the 29-yard line, and then the score from there on the pass over the middle to Marcus Brown. Marcus Brown, possibility he might join the basketball team. That's a little more in question now than it was before. At 5 feet five, believe it or not, is an outstanding basketball player. And Neil Roberts may be able to pick him up as a basketball player this year, but that's still in question. That's a possibility. He was listed on the preseason roster. Speaking of basketball, Dixie with two wins so far in the Valley of the Sun Invitational Tournament. A big victory the first night against Glendale Community College, and then today the narrow victory over a much-improved South Mountain team, 68-67. Ricks College with their victory over Butler County came up with the other position, 96-85, Ricks winning today, with the other position in that championship final tomorrow night. Dixie and Ricks College, a couple of ICAC foes who battled for the conference title last year, meeting in the championship game of the Valley of the Sun Classic here in Phoenix, Arizona. That broadcast time tomorrow night, by the way, will be 8:45. We'll come on the air with the pregame show tomorrow night at 8:45, Dixie versus Rick. Let's take another quick 60-second break. We'll be back with the second half of action in 60 seconds. 17-0, Dixie out in front of Phoenix, back in 60.
You know, it seems some people never sleep. Always going the extra mile, working day and night to make a better and cleaner community in which to live. That's what we mean when we mention the name of Ideal Waste. It's true. At Ideal Waste, they never stop. They work day and night with their professional staff to make Washington County a better place to live. Next time you see the big red, white, and blue trucks, just remember, they're making America and Washington County a better place to live.
This time of year, economy comes cheap at St. George Volkswagen. The time has come to see St. George Volkswagen and drive off with a great deal on the remaining 83 Volkswagens. They've lowered the prices to clear out the 83s, and some of the 84s are already in, and you can make a great deal on those, too. How about an 83 Quantum wagon loaded with the goodies, including air? Factory suggested retail price, $13,670. For just $10,250, it's waiting for you at St. George Volkswagen.
Back here for the second half of action, just about ready to get underway. And the captain's meeting at midfield, Dixie and Phoenix College. Dixie bringing the entire remaining squad down, has been hit with injuries. Phoenix College, a problem with the flu this week and also some injuries. Four key ball players gone from Phoenix College's lineup. But Dixie also missing some keys, including Duxon Dobry, who was named Defensive Player of the Week. One week this year, and is definitely a major college prospect as a freshman. Let me get the mic straightened out here. As a freshman with the Rebels, Sendobre on the sideline. The prognosis is good for both Sendobre and Brad Probst. Both of them have knees immobile at this point, and the report from the doctor is that about March, both will be able to begin their physical rehabilitation and should be ready for next fall and competition next fall. Brad Probst, the backup quarterback to Todd Reeves this year, most of the year. Joey Boxley has been kept under control a little bit as far as the receiving goes. Boxley, 1,201 yards on the year. That's 120 a game if you want to figure that into 10 games. That's the nice thing about just playing 10 games. You can figure a lot of averages. But Boxley has been bottled up a little bit tonight. Almost had a touchdown pass over the middle They could not come up with it. Or Dixie might have a little larger margin. If you go by the season averages, Dixie has been giving up just slightly more than 21 points per game, and most of those coming in ICAC play. Snow and Ricks, especially Ricks, running up some scores against that Dixie defensive secondary, which has been much maligned, but has helped set up a touchdown tonight anyway. And the offense has produced 35, almost 36 points a game. The officials having some problem along the sidelines now. Both teams are ready for the opening kickoff of the second half to do the kicking for Phoenix College. Will be number 14, Tony Saputo. Saputo, a freshman kicker, 5'10", 150-pounder. Back deep to receive for Dixie. Let's check some numbers. Looks on the looks like on the far side, Mike Bush, and on the near side, John Smiley. Smiley on the near side. Fort Wayne, Indiana. A Fort Wayne, Indiana native. Apparently, there are some problems along the sideline. Whatever it is, I'm not sure what the situation is, but I don't see anyone who shouldn't be at the sideline there. About ready to get underway second half. Dixie will be receiving and having a 17-0 lead. The kick by Saputo coming down to John Smiley. Takes it at his 6-yard line. Smiley comes back to the 15, to the 20, to the 25. Jumps outside and pushed out of bounds at the 26-yard line. So a 20-yard return by John Smiley. Make it first down and 10. And put it at the Dixie 26-yard line. Dixie with two touchdown receptions by Marcus Brown. There's an offside penalty, an encroachment call coming up against Phoenix. Does Dixie want it first and 10 at their 26, or do they want to kick it again? Let's double check. It looks like that will be denied. Dixie will keep it. They want the football. 26, the official says no. Don't mark it at the 26. The official was standing at the 27, but right in front of us is where Smiley stepped out at the 26-yard line. Now he puts it back at the 26. First and 10 for Dixie at their own 26-yard line. The two touchdown passes to Marcus Brown in the second quarter. The big cushion. The difference, the leading score right now, came in the first quarter. The 38-yard field goal by Russ Moody. Todd Reese hands off to Marcus Brown. Brown gets a yard fumble on a play. Did Phoenix get it? Or was the ball blown dead beforehand? That time, Marcus Brown may be thankful for the dead ball early, the quick whistle. As the fumble came, as Marcus rolled over after being tackled, put it at the Dixie 27-yard line. Dixie will retain the football. Second down, 9 yards to go. Wide to the right, Joe Boxley. To the left goes Ron Wade. Wade, the son of the college president, Alton Wade. Anticipating being God next year, is will be filing his papers to attempt to go on an LDS mission. Marcus Brown tackled in his own backfield. No gain, loss on the play. There on the tackle is number 69. Heath, Brett Heath, a 6'3", 195-pounder. Loss clear back to the 23-yard line. Loss of 4, and it's a third down of 13 for Dixie. So Phoenix College has been tough on defense all night, especially on that rush, stacking up against Jordan Christensen and Marcus Brown. Dixie, third down and 13, with 13:41 left in the third quarter of this Valley of the Sun bowl game. Reeves under pressure, throwing over the middle, short hops it into the hands of Greg Sharp. Rush put on there by number 23, Ed Grass, an outside linebacker, 5'10", 195-pounder, put enough pressure. One of the keys in the running game for Phoenix College. Gets 9 yards and gets it up to the Phoenix College 35-yard line. Make it third down, about 5 yards to go for the Rebels. Third and five for Dixie. For Phoenix, a long five. And Dixie trying to stop Phoenix College on their first series of downs. The quarterback is Mike White. Handoff goes to Amoy. Amoy trying to turn outside. Amoy has the first down across the 40, has the 45, near the 50, across the 50 into Dixie territory. Amoy leading some blockers, getting a key block from number 84, tight end Tim McGinnis. And Amoy gets it first down and 10. First and 10 at the Dixie College 48-yard line. As Coach Ken Stice mentioned, winning ugly has been the tradition for the Bears. It's somewhat like the White Sox. Wide to the left, very wide to the left, goes Ricky Bowman. And an old double wing in motion. Amoy, hand off to the first man through, and he gets about a half yard, and that's it. That's number 32, John Kroll, on the run for Dixie. Half yard, make a second down, a short 10 yards coming up at the Dixie 48-yard line. Dixie, double tough on defense, allowing just 39 yards a game on the average this year. But as Coach Greg Croshaw said, that's a little deceptive because nobody in the ICAC except Dixie runs the football consistently. Amoy in motion again. Fake the handoff. Quarterback White steps up, throws through the hands of his intended receiver, Ricky Bowman. Number 86 is the man. That's Lombardo. Lombardo, the intended receiver. Incompleted pass by White. As Lombardo came across the middle, make a third down, and 10 yards to go at the Dixie 48-yard line. So the pass over the middle was open, but the pass thrown too big. Wide to the left goes Bowman. Double slot, almost a wide double wing situation, and in motion comes the receiver. Back to pass, White has some time, throwing over the middle, incomplete, make it fourth down coming up. So Mike White, the freshman quarterback, 6'1", 170-pounder, misses and make it fourth down and 10 yards to go. So two incompleted passes on the first two passing attempts by Phoenix College. And Dixie will be back to receive. Back deep to receive will be Mike Bush on the far side, John Smiley in the middle. And on the near side, let's double check again. Looks like Rob Watkins, three men back. And the punting situation. Flag on the play. And a low driving kick coming down to Smiley at the 13-yard line. Cuts to the outside, gets to the 14 barely. There are flags at the line of scrimmage. Is it Dixie? Procedure call, apparently, against Phoenix College. Does Dixie want the football, or do they want to try it again? Backfield of motion. Mention of it goes to Mark Milbrandt. Milbrandt expected to be the quarterback, but Mike White starting at quarterback. Dixie will take the 5-yard penalty. Make it fourth down, 15 yards to go, and put it back at the Phoenix 47-yard line. Fourth down, 15 yards to go. Punting situation again. Let's set it up again. Mike Bush on the far side. In the middle is John Smiley. On the near side is Rob Watkins. This is game number 3 of our trip to Phoenix. This has been a wild and productive trip for Dixie College Athletics. Dixie with 2 basketball victories so far. Now tonight, the Valley of the Sun Bowl game. And tomorrow night, Dixie will play Ricks College for the championship of the Valley of the Sun Basketball Tournament, the Invitational. Once again, the punting situation. Phoenix College to put the toe to it. And this time a better punt, driving Smiley back to his own 10-yard line. Smiley looking for more yardage. Will not get any. Get rolled under the 13-yard line in no better position than he had before. In fact, maybe even a little worse. First down and 10 for Dixie. And they'll mark it right about the 14-yard line. First down and 10 at the Dixie 14. Just underway. 12:24 left in the first quarter of play. One of the stories tonight might be Marcus Brown. Phoenix College has been tough on the run, but Marcus Brown has been double tough running this year. It's just 144 yards. I say that just like it's easy to pick up, but 144 yards short of 1,000 yards. 856 yards in 10 games this year. Quarterback Todd Reed. Running backs Jordan Christensen and Marcus Brown. In motion the tight end. That's Greg Sharp. Handoff goes to Marcus Brown into the middle of that line. Gets maybe a yard. Brown stood up and stopped by number 70. That's John Mayer on the tackle. Half-yard gain? No gain? Let's see where they mark it. They get less than about a foot gain. Definitely less than a yard. Second down and a long 10 yards to go at the Dixie 14-yard line. Inches gained, and that's it. Phoenix College bringing a lot of people up. Wide receivers on each side. The man to watch, Joey Boxley, on the right side. Long count. Back to pass. Reeves swings the pass to Marcus Brown. Brown has some running room. Gets across the 20 down near the 22-yard line. Where do they mark it? 21 or 22? Mark it at the 21. So the swing pass goes to Marcus Brown out of that backfield. Make it third down. Put it at the 21-yard line. Third down, about 3 yards to go after that gain of 7. 3.5 yards, almost 4. Between the 20 and the 21-yard line. Wide left, Ron Wade looks taller in number 11 as opposed to number 1 for some reason. Joey Boxley wide to the right. Long count by Todd Reeves to set position. Reeves, quick down-and-out pattern, goes to Joe Boxley. Boxley gets away, has the first down, but that's about it. Trapped as he gets across first down territory on the short pass. By number 24 on the tackle, that's Clay Brown. Brown, as far as we know, no relation to the former BYU tight end. Put it at the 26-yard line, a gain of about 5 yards on the play. On Reeves to Joey Boxley. Boxley with over 1,000 yards this year. In fact, over 1,200 yards. First down and 10. Put it at the Dixie 26-yard line. And Dixie using a little ball control right now. 10:41 left in the first quarter. No score. Anticipating the snap. Reeves under pressure. Throws over the middle. Incomplete. Reeves decked as he let fly. Intended for Pove. There on the pressure is number 90, Kevin Schmidt, a linebacker. A lot of red dogging as expected. Incompleted pass. Second down. 10 yards to go. Put it at the Dixie 26. The pass intended for Pove was rushed by Reeves because he had a lot of blue shirts staring him number to number right in front. Shift to the I formation. Marcus Brown is the tailback. Second down, 10 yards to go to Dixie 26. Pitch to the outside goes to Brown, looking for some running room. Brown has a little, gets 5-6 yards on the play. Across the 31. Down near the 32-yard line. Rolled down there by number 69, Brett Heath, along with Mayer. So the gain by Marcus Brown puts it near the 32-yard line. Make it third down, about 4 yards to go for Dixie. Third and 4 for the Dixie Rebels. The first matchup was at this stadium, involved Arizona Western from Yuma and Ricks College from the ICAC, and Ricks was the winner. Last year it was at Glendale Community College, and Snow defeated Glendale quite handily. Third down, 4 yards to go. Dixie trying to get another first down. Reeves, let's play with the football, and they call that an incompleted pass. Tough call. It looked like Reeves was almost bringing the football back. Phoenix College set all the horses. Trying to overcome that Dixie offensive line. Incompleted pass. The official signaled immediately. Make it fourth down. 4 yards to go, and Reeves trying to hustle that pass, hurry that pass. Punting situation. And Dixie to do the punting. Dave Esplin out there along with Hagedorn, but Hagedorn the man who will do the duty this time. I thought I saw number 9 out there. We'll double check. Nope, that's 99. Only a double 9 situation. Bob Hagedorn to do the booting. The number 1 punter in the country this year. 9:43 left in the first quarter. Hagedorn puts a toe to it and kicks it away from the intended receiver, Clay Brown. It gets a Phoenix bounce and goes out of bounds at about the 39-yard line. So not the greatest of Bob Hagedorn's punt. Put it at first down and 10 at the Phoenix 29-yard line. And Dixie trying to get something going here in the first quarter of play. Has to give up the football again to Phoenix College. Dixie is coming off a loss while Phoenix College is coming off a win. An overtime win against Glendale College. Ironic. Last year, Phoenix and Glendale played off for the right to host the Valley of the Sun Bowl game, and Last year, Glendale won it. Ricky Bowman, wide receiver to the right. This time, straight down and out pattern. Pass and center for Bowman drops. There on the coverage is Mike Bush. But it was a short pass. White throwing the pass incomplete. White has attempted three passes, been incomplete on all of them. Second down at 10 at the Phoenix 29-yard line. As Coach Ken Stike said, may not be pretty, but he would prefer to win ugly than lose with beauty and grace. Any coach will tell you that. 9:33 left in the first quarter. No score. Phoenix and Dixie. Phoenix with their second possession. Having plenty of time as Mark White suddenly coming through is Gary Justice. Justice on the tackle. Justice finally fought through that offensive line blocking and sacked White. Loss on the play back to the 35 from the 39-yard line. Loss of four, make it third and 14 for Phoenix College. At their own 35, so neither team allowing the other team much on offense. This may be the all-time defensive struggle. We'll wait and see. Double wing. The wing on the left, very wide, in motion. Amoy. Amoy trying to turn upfield. Amoy almost had the head torn off as Jack Reeve got through there. Finishing the job was George Smith on the tackle. A gain of a couple of yards. Or no gain at all. No, they ruled that Amoy was stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Put it back at the 34. Amoy never got out of his own backfield. Fourth down, 15 yards to go. And Dixie, with that pass run, or that running defense, rushing defense, doing the job right now. Once again, a punting situation for Phoenix College. Plenty of time to get the boot away. Not a bad punt. Coming down, picked off on the bounce by John Smiley. Stumbles with the football, picks it up at the 20-yard line, gets up to the 22, up to the 25-yard line. Rolled back at that point by a cast of thousands, led by number 85, Jeff Hungerford. Hungerford on the tackle. 8:07 left in the first quarter of play. Dixie takes over after that punt. On a first and 10 situation from the Dixie 26. So Dixie making a little headway. First and 10. This time they're starting a little farther upfield at their own 26-yard line, about where they had to give up the football last time. Slant the running backs? No. Now they go side by side. Jordan Christensen and Marcus Brown in that backfield. Shift to the I formation. Brown going to that tailback. Wide receivers on each side, and the quarterback is Reeves. Pitch goes to Marcus Brown, trying to turn outside. Brown gets to the 26. Maybe. Got to the 25 and may have gotten back to the 26. Spun around trying to get away, and Phoenix College was right there, led by David Donahue, among others. Also in there on the tackle was Kevin Schmidt. So the run, no gain, almost a loss on the play. Make it second down, 10 yards to go. Put it at the Dixie 26-yard line. A good contingent, large contingent of Dixie fans, and a larger contingent of Phoenix College fans. Good attendance, although it is not packed here at Phoenix College. This is an older stadium, but a nice stadium. It's been well kept over the years. Todd Reeves under pressure. Fakes once, fakes twice, is on the run now. Reeves scrambling, throws complete to Craig Povey. Almost for the first down. Reeves on the run, completes the pass to Povey. Make it third down about a yard to go. Phoenix College putting plenty of pressure on Todd Reeves, and Reeves unloading it at the last possible second. Third and one, and put it at the Dixie 35-yard line. So Dixie making a little headway now. Wide to the left comes Watkins. To the right, Joey Boxley has received one pass tonight. Boxley, the leading pass receiver in the nation, has a lot of major schools interested in him. Todd Reeves back to pass, has some time, almost complete. Thrown behind Joey Boxley. Boxley couldn't come up with it. Clay Brown there on the coverage. Incomplete pass. As Reeves getting some rush, getting some pressure. Fourth and one at the Dixie 35. 6:50 left in the first quarter of play. No score, and the defenses are battling tough. Phoenix College, though, as they trade punts, keeps moving farther back upfield. And Dixie making headway towards that 50-yard line. Hagedorn to do the booting. Bob Hagedorn on the year. averaging 45, just under 45 yards per punt. Did not get that. Had more of a 27-yard punt. Wide receivers on each side suddenly. It's a funny shift of formation. Hagedorn, Phoenix didn't go for it, and Hagedorn gets away a high boot. Coming down near the 19-yard line, Brown escapes one potential tackler up the sideline. Brown has some running room. Brown looking for help. Brown tackled by Hagedorn. At the 43-yard line, 44-yard line, Brown cut to the near side and had some running room, and the punter, Hagedorn, put his nose right into the middle of it and got the tackle. First down and 10. Correction, put it at the 49, not the 44. First and 10. We're to the Dixie side, the south side of that 50-yard line. Dixie across away from us, and Phoenix right in front of us. First down and 10 at the Phoenix 49-yard line. So just as I mentioned, that as you trade punts, Phoenix going deeper in their own territory. This time they don't fumble on the play, on the handoff. Mark White goes for it. Does Dixie get it? The question is, does Dixie get it? Yes. White tried to get the handoff, and suddenly the football squirted 10 yards back upfield. White running for it, and Gary Justice coming up with a fumble recovery. 6:28 left in the first quarter of play, and the fumble on the attempted handoff recovered by Justice, and Dixie takes over. First down and 10, and put it at the Phoenix 32-yard line. Dixie, deep in Phoenix territory, and just about within field goal range, if nothing else. First down and 10. Todd Reeves with the two running backs, Christensen and Marcus Brown behind him. Reeves, quick down and out pattern, overthrows Joey Boxley. Boxley went in, and Reeves threw it as if Boxley was going down and out. Boxley cut back to the inside. Covered out there by Brown. Incompleted pass. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Phoenix College 32-yard line. Reeves has completed three passes. Missed on four. Three for seven. Under that 55% completion ratio. Second down, 10 yards to go for the Rebels. The third bowl game in the history of Dixie College, and the first real invitation to a top-notch bowl. Marcus Brown gets the sweep to the outside. Brown gets some running room and gets about 4 yards on the play before he's run down by Clay Brown, also number 45 in the tackle, Billy Ray. Ray is sophomore defensive back. Put it down near the 28-yard line of Phoenix College. As Brown on the carry. We're looking for Brown to see if he can come up with a 144 yards tonight. That might not be easy against Phoenix. Phoenix primed for this one. As a defensive team, way to the left, Boxley to the right. High formation again. Christensen in front of Marcus Brown. Back to pass. Todd Reeves has some time. Wants to swing the pass. Does so to Marcus Brown. Brown trying to get to the first down. Gets away. The pass is... The play is blown dead, though, before Brown squirted away. Brown had the first down, but the play was blown dead early. And the Phoenix officials not used to the fact that Brown is never down until he's down. Really? Down. Put it down near the 23-yard line. Fourth and one for Dixie. At the Phoenix 23, do you look for the field goal? Or do you look for the attempt for the fourth down? Dixie will go after it. Phoenix College has got this back up front. Right to the right is Boxley. Shift to the I formation. Christensen has not handled the football yet. Dixie needs the first down. Handoff goes to Marcus Brown. Brown has it. Still on his feet at the 20. It's down at the 20. Marcus Brown, 5'5" of runner. And the leading rusher in the ICAC this year. Had a 250-yard gain against Snow College. Twice named the Conference Player of the Week offensively with outstanding gains against Snow College. First and 10. Put it at the Phoenix 20-yard line. So a break for Dixie. Dixie's able to create a break that time, getting the first down on a fourth and one situation deep in Phoenix territory. Plant the running backs behind Todd Reeves. Reeves back to pass. The rush is there. Reeves throwing to the end zone. There's Greg Sharp. Is it a pass interception? No, incompleted pass. Sharp being contested by Joe Yonner. Sharp and Yonner contesting that football. Sharp tried to take it away from Yonner and vice versa, and it fell incomplete instead. Break for Dixie. It was almost an interception. And give it Phoenix football back. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Phoenix 20-yard line. Boxley to the right. Wade to the left. Tight end Craig Povey goes to a slot man right. And Christensen and Marcus Brown going all the way at running back right now. And off goes to Marcus Brown. Cuts to the outside. Marcus Brown still cutting to the outside on his feet, trying to get away. Cannot. The officials say they rule a loss on a player back to the 20-yard line. Marcus Brown, as number 60, got right with it. Ulysses Harper, a 5'11", 205-pound linebacker. And they rule a loss of a yard on the play. Make it third down and 11 yards and put it back at the Phoenix 21-yard line. Marcus Brown tried to turn outside, and Phoenix, well aware of Marcus Brown, sacking the defense to try to stop the run. Dixie, a running team, but believe it or not, has picked up more yardage per game in the pass than they have in the rush, although they were the leading rushing team in the ICAC. Todd Reeves, pass, deflected down. The man with the big right paw, number 78, Jeff Norton. Horton, the man. It says Norton in the program, but it is Jeff Horton, a 6'4", 280-pound defensive lineman with a pass deflection. Incomplete. Reeves throwing the pass in center for Boxley and had the big right paw in the way. Fourth down, 11 yards to go at the Phoenix 21. First attempt at the field goal to do the holding, Joel Mackey. To do the kicking, Russ Moody. Put it at the just inside the 28-yard line. 38-yard attempt. Moody puts it up. Is it good? Yes, it is. Dixie takes a 3-0 lead with 3:23 left in the first quarter. Back in 60 seconds.
Attention businessmen in southern Utah. Are you worried about who to call for that load of material you need hauled in from Los Angeles? See Randall Distributing for your general trucking needs anywhere in the western states. Ask Charlie Randall about the good money-saving deals he can give you on tires, cement, chain link fencing, and antifreeze. Discover Randall Distributing at the Big Quonset Building, 761 Red Rock Road. Remember, if Charlie can't get it or truck it, you don't need it. Randall Distributing in the industrial park.
Skaggs Drug Center brings you the best in sports, and they also bring you the best in Christmas values as found in this week's local Spectrum insert. Toys galore throughout the store at Skaggs are sure to please boys and girls of all ages. For instance, a stomper set with its 4x4 vehicle at $12.88 is a sure bet. A Parker Nerf football for $2.99. A Tonka Mighty Dump at $11.88. Or games including Battleship, Monopoly, Scrabble, Boggle, and many others, as well as dolls galore. Make Skaggs a safe place to shop for everyone on your Christmas list.
Running back Greg Roberts came up with the football, started upfield, took it at the 10, a bouncing kick by Bruce Kane, and brought it up to the 15. And it's first and 10, put it at the Phoenix College 15-yard line. Dixie with a 3-0 lead on the strength of a 38-yard field goal by Russ Moody. Moody, the leading scorer in the conference this year, now has 84 points on the year. And you're listening to the Valley of the Sun football bowl game live from Phoenix College on KDXU, St. George, Utah. Oh, it's fun. And we have one more basketball game tomorrow night, 8:45 broadcast time. Dixie and Rick. In motion, Amoy. Handoff goes to Cole. Cole, big hole. Tripped up at the last minute. Close to a first down. He has the first down. Dixie got a shoelace at about the 20-yard line, and Cole gets 11, almost 12 yards. Put it near the 27-yard line. So Cole, right up the middle, gets the run. First down and 10. Mark it at the 27. No, closer, well, right between the 26 and the 27-yard line. Phoenix. Double wing situation, and then in motion comes Amoy now. And off goes to Amoy, turning upfield. Amoy has some big running room, runs into his own blocker. Ran right up the back of number 89, Troilo. That's the way he pronounced it. T-R-O-I-L-O. Troilo is the blocker. Amoy ran right up his back. Make it second down, 2 yards to go, and put it at the Phoenix 35-yard line. Dixie with a 3-0 lead, but Phoenix trying to make a little hay right now and get that score back. White, the quarterback, hands off to Kroll. Kroll stopped at the line of scrimmage. They're on the tackle, getting off the bottom of the tackle. Let's check. Looks like George Smith is one. Number 59, Mark Thompson in there also. No gain at all. Make it third down, 2 yards to go. A short two, albeit, at the Phoenix 35. Had to get to about the 36-and-a-half-yard line to get that first down. No gain at all. Sudden shift again, and Phoenix puts Amoy in motion. Handoff goes to Amoy. Amoy trying to turn outside. Amoy will be close to the first down. Falls forward, gets it. Tackled by Mike Bush. Followed up there by number 35, Fred Olage. An injured linebacker who's coming back, seeing his first action in about 4 weeks, and that's enough for the first down. Put it at the 37-yard line of Phoenix. So Amoy on the rush. First down and 10 at the Phoenix 37. A minute 45 left in the first quarter, and Dixie leading by a score of 3-0. Dixie has been traditionally a slow starting team. Except against virtually every team this year. Dixie with an 8-2 record. The only team to beat Dixie was Ricks College. Beat them twice. Pass intended for number 88, Ricky Bowman. Bowman hit immediately by number 6, Dennis Carpenter, but couldn't hang on to the football anyway. White threw a bullet at Bowman. Second down, 10 yards to go at the Phoenix 37-yard line. Clock stops with a minute 26 left in the first quarter of this football game. Sean Smalley, guard, comes into the lineup. Wide to the left goes Ricky Bowman. Double slot position is with that wing back situation. Kroll, handoff, gets nowhere. Gain of maybe a half yard. Roll back, and coming up with the football is number 33, Finney Unga. Unga making his first start on defense, making his first attempt at the defense this year. Gain of maybe a yard on the play. Third down, 9 yards to go at the Phoenix 38-yard line. Third and 9. Finney Unga, who is the second leading rusher in average yardage per game this year in the conference. But Unga only played in 8 games as a running back. Back to pass. White. White throwing deep down that right side. Two Dixie defenders run together, but there is an incompleted pass anyway. Out there on the coverage is Carpenter, along with number 21, Leon Austin. They cleaned each other out, but the pass overshot the intended receiver anyway. Incompleted pass, make it fourth down, 9 yards to go, and Dixie clutching to that 3-0 lead early in the first quarter of this Valley of the Sun football bowl game. Bush on the far side, Smiley in the middle, and Watkins on the near side to do the receiving. The kick, Milbrandt looks to be the man. Long kick coming back to John Smiley at his own 12-yard line. Smiley with some running room up the middle. Smiley at the 30, at the 40, at the 45, tries to hurdle them away and can't get over it. Down near the 46-yard line, John Smiley on that punt return. Beautiful punt by Milbrandt. 35-yard return for John Smiley. Smiley doing quite a job. First down and 10 at the Dixie 46. Dixie excellent field position. Smiley got Dixie out of a big hole from Milbrandt's punt. Let's double check. I'm not sure if that is Milbrandt after all. Reeves has some time. Throws the pass complete to Greg Sharp. First down at the 34-yard line. Not believing it is number 25, Joe Yonner. Yonner was screened out on the play. He was behind Sharp, and I could see it from up here. The official on this side could see it. The pass was directly into Sharp's hand. And Sharp sliding into second base picks it up. First down and 10 for Dixie. Put it deep into Phoenix College territory at the 34-yard line. After that completion to Greg Sharp. Sharp, one of the top receivers early in the year, as Boxley developed more. Dixie not having to need to worry about him. Handoff goes to Jordan Christensen, and Christensen inside the 30, down near the 26-yard line as the gun sounds. End of first quarter, 3-0 Dixie, back for the second quarter in a minute.
The Bloomington Realty Company is as much a part of Bloomington as the sunshine and leisure, because nobody knows more about Southern Utah real estate in Bloomington than they do. If you're interested in building a custom home, they'll help you select the plans and introduce you to a reliable builder. If you're ready to move to Bloomington immediately, they'll find a market home or a perfect town home. In addition to the general realty services they provide, they're specialists in all other phases of real estate, like resale lots and acreage, resale homes and townhomes and commercial property. Just name your real estate needs, and Bloomington Realty Company will find them quickly, efficiently, professionally. Because nobody knows Bloomington better than Bloomington Realty. Call them today at 673-6184. 673-6184. The Bloomington Realty Company. As much a part of Bloomington as the sunshine.
Put doubt in your tires. Feel safe and be safe with new tires from Montgomery Ward's in St. George. Right now, you'll save on tires, just in time for that fall and winter driving ahead. And don't forget, Montgomery Ward's has a full-service deck for better upkeep of your car. Montgomery Ward's on South Bluff in St. George.
Matua Uto loses yardage on the first down, on the second down play, as it was second and three. Handoff goes right back as a third down and four situation. Matua Uto on the run. Put it back at the 25-yard line of Phoenix College in Dixie. In a good situation at this point. Put it at the Phoenix 25, fourth down. And about a yard to go. Fourth down and a yard to go. Wide receiver to the right is Joe Boxley. I formation on the running back. Quarterback Reeves. Handoff goes up the middle, and Marcus Brown looks like he has enough for the first down. Marcus Brown has the first down on the fourth down play again. Twice, Marcus Brown. We're having some telephone difficulties here, and that's why we've had some problems. The phone company in Phoenix has miswired this telephone a little bit, and a newspaper has another phone next to us. When they need to feed their story, it kind of wipes us out, and that's the situation. If we have some dropouts periodically, that's the situation. We're working, trying to get in touch with the phone company now to see if we can get this straightened out, but it's been a problem with the phone installation here. It's given us some problems. Jordan Christensen, inside the 20. Maybe. At least to the 20. From the 23-yard line. It looks like it's enough for second down and a long 7 yards to go. At the Phoenix 20-yard line. From a first and 10 situation, Christensen takes it deeper into Phoenix territory. Second down. Seven, almost 8 yards to go. A long seven for Dixie. Deep in Phoenix territory. Dixie leading by a score of 3-0. We're early in the second quarter of play. Back to pass. Reeves. Quick pass goes to Pove. Pove gets inside the 15, down near the 13-yard line. Close to a first down. After the swing pass to the tight end, Dixie has not gone to Joey Boxley that much. Put it near just inside the 14-yard line. Make it third down. About a yard to go. Less than a yard to go. And Dixie with the football. Sharp went out. Came right back in as Povey and Sharp switching at the tight end position. Povey has been moved into a more active role at the tight end. Kenny Monk still there, available at the tight end position, but Povey expected to be the starting tight end next year. With the running back behind quarterback Reeves. Handoff goes to Jordan Christensen. Christensen does not get it. Gets close, but does not get it. Written back there by number 78, Jeff Horton. Horton put it back at the 14-yard line. A loss of about a half yard, so make it fourth down and a long 1 yard to go now. 1.5, almost 2 yards to go. Dixie, will they try it again? Yes, and Phoenix College trying to rise to the occasion. Dixie, twice Marcus Brown has picked up the first down. Who do you go to now? Phoenix backing that defense for the run. Handoff goes to Jordan Christensen, and it looks like Christensen is close to that first down. May have it. Todd Reeves ran around behind the official to take a look at things. On the tackle is number 36, Greg Gaines. Put it down near the 13-yard line. The officials are going to measure, but Todd Reeves feels like it's a first down for Dixie. Otherwise, Phoenix takes the football. Now the silence and the measurement. Is it first down, Dixie? With 11:09 left in the first half, first down and 10 for the Rebels, and put it at the Phoenix 13-yard line, and the Dixie fans enjoying it on the far side. Todd Reeves with Ron Wade coming in as the wide receiver now with 11:02 left in the first half of action. Dixie with a 3-0 lead by the means of a 38-yard field goal from Russ Moody. Back to an I formation. Christensen in front of Marcus Brown. Todd Reeves down and out pattern to Wade. Wade is there. Does he catch it? No. Goes off of two hands. Had it in one hand, grabbed it with the other, and then dropped it. There on the coverage was number 40. Kevin McKee, incompleted pass, second down, 10 yards to go at the Phoenix 13-yard line. 10:42 left in his first half, second down, 10 yards to go after the incompleted pass. Wide to the right is Joe Boxley. Wide left, also another Dixie receiver, sitting behind a light pole right now. Handoff goes to Marcus Brown, trying to turn outside. Brown will not get to the line of scrimmage, will be thrown to for a loss. Great pursuit by Phoenix College, being led there once again by number 40, Kevin McKee. Also there on the tackle, number 25, Yonner. But Marcus Brown not getting untracked that much yet. Make it third down, a long 10 yards to go, almost a loss of a half yard on the play. And put it at the Phoenix College 13-yard line. Clock running with 10:11 left in the first half of play. And Dixie with a 3-0 lead in this Valley of the Sun football bowl game. Beautiful night. Just a beautiful night in Phoenix. Cool, but beautiful for football. High formation on the running backs again. Watkins to the left, Boxley to the right. Reeves throws the looping pass to Boxley. Knocked away at the last minute by number 24, Clay Brown. Brown right with Boxley. Incompleted pass, make it fourth down, 10 yards to go, and now we look for Russ Moody again at the Phoenix 13-yard line. Moody has one field goal to his credit already. Dixie with that 3-0 lead, 9:48 left in the first half. Fourth down, 10 yards to go. Moody will shape up at the 20-yard line. Kenny Monk to hold. Moody to do the kicking. Low snap. The kick by Moody is up. Is it good? Oh, it's off to the left. No good. So the field goal attempt is no good with 9:44 left in the first half. Phoenix College takes over at the 20-yard line. The attempt is no good. Moody has one, and that's the way it stays. 3-0. Dixie out in front First down and 10 for Phoenix, and put it at their own 20-yard line. And the Dixie defense will be called upon once again. Dixie. It will be interesting now to see if Dixie will be faced with a more of a passing offense by the Phoenix College Bears. Phoenix trying to pick up the first Arizona victory in this Valley of the Sun Bowl game. Twice it's been played before, twice the ICAC has come out the victor. Diving forward is Kroll, upended and finally stopped by Dennis Carpenter. Kroll on the carry, gain of a yard on the play, put it at the 21-yard line. Second down, 9 yards to go for Phoenix, with 9:26 left in the first half. 3-0 Dixie. Dixie trying to pick up their first bowl victory since the Scholarship Bowl game. Scholarship Grid Classic back in 1964 when Dixie defeated Taft College 27-7. Amoy in motion, handoff to Amoy. Amoy stacked up behind the line of scrimmage, pushed back by Mark Thompson and by George Smith. The whistle blow, a loss back inside the 20-yard line, back to the 18. Amoy going nowhere. Now, Phoenix College is missing some key ball players. Specifically, one of their top running backs. And Petey Nickerson, who was out with a sprained knee, he was all Arizona Conference. Back to the Phoenix 18-yard line. Third down, 12 yards to go. But Dixie's missing one of their top linebackers. Back to pass, White has some time. Throws out there. Is it complete? Yes, it is, but it's short of the first down. Somehow, number 88, Ricky Bowman, caught that football. Mike Bush put quite a hit on him. But it's short of the first down. It's fourth down. Let's double check it. Let's see if they rule it is a first down. It looks like a fourth down situation. Fourth and less than one. Put it just short of the Phoenix 30-yard line. After that pass completion, punting situation. Phoenix just inches short, but deep in their own territory, can't afford it. The kicking done by Milbrandt. The kick comes down into the hands of John Smiley at the 30. Cuts outside at the 35 at the 40. Down the sideline. Smiley needs a block. Maybe two. Inside Phoenix territory. Finally run out of bounds. Inside the 25-yard line. Down near the 24. Put it at the 24-yard line. And once again, Smiley gets excellent position. First down and 10. With 7:31 left. Big run back by Smiley. From near the Phoenix 34, or from near the Dixie 34 to the Phoenix 24. First down and 10 for Dixie. Todd Reeves, back to pass, going deep over the middle. There's Boxley, drops the football. It was there. It was there, and Boxley couldn't hang on to it. We haven't seen that in a long time. Boxley seldom drops the football when he gets into that position since he's gotten the contact lenses. That problem's early. It was in the end zone. Incompleted pass. At the Phoenix 24-yard line. Ben Bubach is handling the spotting up at this side. Not too happy about that situation. Put it at the Phoenix 24-yard line. Dixie, second down, 10 yards to go. Threatening once again with a 3-0 lead. The Rebels lead in this bowl game. Pitch goes to Marcus Brown. Trying to turn outside. Now turns upfield. Flag on the play. Brown. Loss on the play. Maybe a half yard. And apparently there's going to be a penalty against Dixie. This has been a relatively penalty-free game. And a holding call against Dixie. So it'll either be third down and 10 or second down and long yardage for Dixie. Marking from the point of the hold. Dixie starting to back up, feeling like this is going to be the 15-yarder. So Dixie having some things turn around on them. And mark off 10-yard penalty. 10-yard penalty marked off against Dixie. Put it back at the 34-yard line is where they mark it and make it second down and 20 yards to go. Wide left, Watkins. Wide to the right, Boxlet. 7-18, left. In the first half of play, it is 3-0, Dixie out in front of Phoenix College in the third annual Valley of the Sun Bowl game. Reeves back to pass, has some motion, sets up the screen pass to Marcus Brown. Brown gets by some people. Brown will not get by everybody. Now breaks to the outside. Brown has Green in front of him. Brown to the end zone. Touchdown! Marcus Brown broke it for the touchdown on the screen pass. A pure effort by Marcus Brown gives Dixie a 9-0 lead. Marcus Brown, an amazing run after catching that pass, that screen pass. 34-yard touchdown. And the touchdown is there. Dixie with a 9-0 lead. And Moody to try to add the point after. 9-0 Dixie. Out in front. Kenny Monk to do the holding. Moody to do the kicking. The snap. The kick. It's up. Is it good? Yes. 10-0 Dixie. Back in 60 seconds.
You know, it seems some people never sleep. Always going the extra mile, working day and night to make a better and cleaner community in which to live. That's what we mean when we mention the name of Ideal Waste. It's true. At Ideal Waste, they never stop. They work day and night with their professional staff to make Washington County a better place to live. Next time you see the big red, white, and blue trucks, just remember, they're making America and Washington County a better place to live.
Not only are prices being reduced on 83 and 84...